This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely, CHRCH, because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, I'm reflecting, and I'm sure that you're thinking the same thoughts, this air tragedy that happened on Wednesday night. So many lives were lost in that. And yes, we pray for those people, and we will pray for the families, of course, but it does leave us with a lot of questions. So many questions. Maybe questions that we will never get the answer to. How do we understand this? Something like this, just a devastating moment in time. And 60 plus families are now just devastated by the loss of a loved one. We obviously recognize there were family members on board, coaches, ice skaters, but there were pilots, there were military members, and just so difficult for us to wrap our mind around. It also reminds us that every single one of us, we are just a heartbeat away from a storm like this in our lives. We can only imagine ourselves maybe traveling, a family member traveling, and their plane doesn't return. Maybe it's closer to home, somebody commuting from work and they don't come home. You could be sure that that happened Wednesday night as well as that aircraft tragedy. There were people who were in the hospital beds. There were people who received the announcement of that diagnosis. There were people that had to receive notice about foreclosing on their homes. Again, we're just a heartbeat away from the storm. And Jesus said, in this life, you will have trouble. Not might have trouble. You will have trouble. So how do we cope? How do we deal with it? Of course, we turn to the words of Jesus. And Jesus talked about the storms of life in a very unique way. I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 7, which is the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus unpacks this great list, if you want to call it that, these different commands, these different ways of thinking in his kingdom. And he concludes it with this. Matthew chapter 7, I'll start in verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. So the picture you have is two houses, and each of these houses are being hit by a storm. And yes, literal storms, but we also recognize Jesus is talking about something much bigger, those storms of life. But you notice the key to it. It's not just hearing the sayings of mine, or some of your Bibles will say these words of mine. It's hearing these sayings of mine and does them. The key there is acting upon what we hear in the Word of God. Being doers of the Word. That's how we're going to be able to stand strong when life brings those storms upon us. Now, that may bring more questions to your mind. You might ask, well, what sayings? What are we talking about? And how does that give us comfort at the loss of a loved one, for example, or in just a senseless tragedy like the one that we hear about? Well, for me, it goes to 1 Thessalonians 4:13. I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, meaning those who have died, those who have passed away, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. Or some of your Bibles will say, grieve. Lest you grieve as those who have no hope. We get great hope no matter what. Even in the loss of a loved one. Even what seems to be just one of these tragic events. How do we cope? How do we understand? We don't grieve as those who have no hope. Well, Again, there's another question. How do we have hope? How do we have hope in the time of the storm? Again, Jesus' words, John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus said, by the way, this is Jesus talking to Lazarus's sister, Mary. There's been a, Mary. There's Mary and Martha, and this was to Mary. And they've had a tragedy. They've had a storm. They lost their brother. And his words are the hope and the hope for every one of us. John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus' question at the end. Again, when we go through the storms, we are left with so many questions, but Jesus gives us that incredible answer. If we are in him, we believe in him, as he said, even though he may die, he shall live. You see, our great hope and the thing that takes us through the storms of life is that incredible hope that there is something more. Now, obviously, we can never know what is in the heart of everyone that was on board that plane or the helicopters. We just don't know. But there's a hope. There's a hope. Even if we don't know where they are spiritually, what if somebody was talking to him on the plane at that very moment, talking to him about Jesus? It's possible. We just don't know. So we have hope. And that is the thing that will carry us through the storm so that we do not grieve as those who have no hope. So yes, there are many questions that we will never be able to answer. And whenever we hear about these tragedies, we want answers. I know many of us, we get fixed on the news coverage and we just want to know. We want to find out why. In many cases, we will never know why. But we still, as followers of Jesus, need to have that hope. Now, maybe somebody listening to us today, and you would say, well, I don't know. I'm not sure if I am a follower of Jesus. Remember the words that Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me. There's the key to the whole thing. Do you believe in Jesus? Oh, not that Jesus existed, not that Jesus was a great teacher, not even that Jesus was the worker of miracles, but that he is the resurrection and the life. He is God in human form. His death paid the price for our sins. His burial in that rock-cut tomb and on the third day raised again. Do you believe? Because that's what Jesus said. If you believe, though you may die, you will live. So that last question Jesus says at the end, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? There's the final question today. No matter the tragedy, no matter the storm, it comes down to that question. Do you believe Jesus? Do you believe his words? Do you believe he is who he said he was? Do you believe? That's what it all comes down to, and that is the way we find our calm in the storm. That is the way that we find courage to go on. That is how we find hope. Even when someone passes, because we have that eternal hope through Jesus Christ.